the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zortman.
Good morning. I'm Bill Zortman, and welcome to It's Your Business. It's show 706. 706 in our original It's Your Business series. The Rev, just a 7-second delay.
Better late than never, huh?
There you go. Rev, everything going good with you?
Yeah. How's it going with you there? Well, Bill?
Well, I didn't have any water in my house, which is better than some people.
You're one of the lucky people. I had a little tiny bit.
You did?
Not much. I mean, just enough to get me bummed out, you know. Pull a little bit of carpet up. Dry it out. Wasn't enough to really worry about. Just a little bit. So I got pretty lucky, actually.
Jerry Berg is going to join us here in just a short segment where we're going to talk a little bit about what he found, if people are still busy, what's next. We'll also talk with Julian Edwards, Connecticut, where cordless is important, particularly if you're talking water. But we start the show with Jody Schwan. She is the Sioux Falls Business Journal. Is that probably not 100% correct? You do have some help, don't you?
I do, but, you know, my biggest help is actually on vacation today, Bill, so I'm kind of feeling alone, actually, but, you know, you need us to
come over and provide some assistance?
You know what? I could definitely find something for you to do if you're bored today. Head on over here to 10th and Minnesota and put you to work.
We're looking for the cover story of the week, the last one for June.
Yeah, well, I couldn't accomplish this today, Bill, because a key part of my team is missing. But our cover story is about team building, and we're looking at some unique approaches that businesses are taking to this. You know, there are all kinds of benefits to building a stronger team, encouraging your employees to get to know each other outside of work, and that can translate into more productivity on the job. So really fun examples that we're going to get into in our cover story, but I'll just give you a couple of them here. So we have a business in Sioux Falls that took their team on a curling lesson. They went on the ice and they learned how to curl one afternoon. We have another one that has done the ropes course over at Leif Erikson. We've got somebody that did the Sky Zone trampoline park experience. They had a team workplace dodgeball game over there. So all kinds of fun things, but there's some more power behind it when you look at what can result from creating those stronger teams. So that's our cover story. We'll be glad to tell you more on Friday.
And of course, the story goes online and to print on Wednesday, and then as we traditionally do, you'll be back with us on Friday, correct?
That's right.
All right. Other breaking news this morning.
Well, I hate to say it. This is not a great way to start the week off, but your morning cup of coffee, Bill, is probably going to be getting more expensive. And Starbucks is leading the way on this. They're raising prices tomorrow. So stock up today. Maybe go get that second cup today. Not a huge increase, but still pretty much all drinks going up somewhere between a nickel and 20 cents. And along with that, the packaged coffee that you might buy in the grocery stores is also increasing by a dollar. So that's going to bring a 10-ounce bag to right around $10. What's driving all this? Well, it's the commodity costs. We've been hearing a lot about the price of coffee, and the futures for coffee don't seem to be letting up anytime soon. So Starbucks is probably on the leading edge of what I am going to guess will be a coffee price increase later on this year.
Well, and of course, Scooters is in the news a little bit this morning. They're starting their drive-through out to the southwest part of town, and I'm anxious to see how that develops. We're going to see more of those.
Yeah, those drive-up locations, I think, have done pretty well for them. You know, they did that first one over at 33rd in Minnesota, and the franchisee has now expanded to 57th in Marion. There are not a lot of coffee options out there in that southwest part of town, and of course, they're very strategic. They locate them on the corners where they capture the traffic flow on their way to work. So if you're driving north, for instance, on Minnesota Avenue, you're going to run into that Scooters kiosk, and I'm sure they've done the same with their location out at 57th and Marion. He is planning to do more locations. Doesn't have any in mind for sure right now, but definitely the plan is to expand that concept.
Nice to have you with us on location Friday. We were out at Tallgrass previewing the Summer Sober, which was Saturday, and unlike last year, they finally got sunshine for their sober.
Fantastic. I mean, I couldn't believe it, Bill, just being out around town on Saturday, how many events there were. And how many great causes were really lifted up. You know, I was downtown and saw the walk that the Helpline Center holds that has grown every year, you know, in support of suicide, raising awareness of suicide. And then I was out in the area of the mall, and I saw more people walking, and they were walking to raise awareness of kidney disease. And then, of course, you had the sober event that the folks at Tallgrass were holding. And just really, really good involvement for all of them, it seemed like. So,
one thing that we could use was the sunshine to get us through the weekend and get us to thinking, you know, we hit the first day of summer on Friday. So it's a little better if we just look forward.
That's right. I know. A beautiful day out today. I plan to wander around downtown over my lunch hour. You usually run into news if you do that, Bill, is what I found.
There you go.
Yep.
Jody Schwann, Sioux Falls Business Journal. We'll look for the rest of the story on Friday. Thanks,
okay.
Jody.
Sure. Thank you.
Well, I think this is the first time this has happened on It's Your Business. We're going to talk to Paula Crutchfield, Brown & Sanger, about a furniture sale in a parking lot Friday. All right, fill in the blanks.
We are having a parking lot sale. We have a large furniture building on 1409 C Avenue, which is in the industrial park off of Russell. And we have a lot of furniture that we have accumulated, and some of it is new, some of it is slightly damaged, some of it is overstock special purchase, and we are moving stuff out into the parking lot, and we are going to have a great big sale.
None of it has dents on it, hasn't been in the parking lot, not like Chris's car.
No.
You know, everything is cool, and it's out there for a reason, and that is to sell it.
Yeah.
And you're giving up a lot to do this. All you need is the people to come in and take advantage of the sale.
Absolutely. We have a lot of, like I mentioned, we have a lot of overstock items. We have a lot of systems furniture, desks, chairs, file cabinets, bookcases, conference tables. We have any kind of furniture for your office you need. We sometimes even have people come in and get furniture for dorm rooms and apartments for the kids going off to college. So this is kind of a good time to come find a bargain.
I'm saying the word negotiate and furniture in the same sentence. Paula, I don't normally see that.
We have the prices marked very low, and everything is for sale, and we are trying to move a lot of product on this sale. So if you see a price and you want to negotiate, we got some tough negotiators out there, but we'll work with you on it.
You know, I would guess the sale is running 8 to 5 as the sun continues to beat down as we near the end of June. That might be an advantage if you're out there buying.
Absolutely. I would take advantage of that heat. Get people out there, and if we want to get rid of the stuff in the parking lot and move back into the air conditioning, we might make a better deal. You're absolutely correct.
Brown & Sanger's, Friday, one day only, the 27th, 8 to 5. Now, you could go early and see what, you know, what they're trying to do to soften you up, or you could come back later and see what happens. Just take advantage of it, because it's a chance for you to go find that furniture maybe you've been thinking about, kid going off to college, you're setting up an office. Perfect scenario.
Right. And we do have one, we do have a desk chair on sale for $99.99 that day. If you need an office desk chair, we have a special purchase on those. So if you want to come check that out, we'll have lots of those to sell as well.
Okay. And again, it is located
1409 C Avenue, which is in the industrial park off of Russell and Prairie.
I'm seeing words too, like, high quality, name brands, special furniture. Do you have to be able to sort through it? Do you have to have your computer maybe to figure out what it is, what the brand is, or are they going to be names that they see all the time?
Yep, there's Hahn Furniture out there. There's Herman Miller. There's OFS. There's a lot of different manufacturers that we sell on a regular basis, and it's all very clearly marked. You'll be able to tell what it is. It's not buried under anything. It'll be a very easy to see sale.
So if I needed 7 desks for my grandkids, you deliver?
We do deliver. We have some delivery rates on that, but we can work with you on any of delivery in and around Sioux Falls.
cash and carry, major credit cards, mm-hmm. usual things.
Yeah.
So it looks to me like you're all ready. You just need to get this water out of here that we've had in the last week or so. But, you know, the weather people occasionally are right. I think this is the week that they're on. And they're talking about nice weather for Friday. Would that be okay with you?
That'd be awesome. And we do have a dry parking lot, so we're good.
Paula from Brown and Sanger. Again, one last shot at them. This is your elevator spiel, why they should come.
Great prices. Lots to pick from. We're going to have a good time out there, and you need to buy some stuff. We got a lot to move.
Help them. Get it out of the parking lot.
Yes, we don't want to move it back into the building, so we're going to sell it.
8 to 5, Brown and Sanger's Furniture Warehouse Sale, Friday the 27th. Paula, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Togetherness is overrated unless it comes to saving with Sprint's new Unlimited Family Plan. Hi, this is Norvo. For as low as $45 per month with 7 people on Sprint's new Unlimited Family Plan, you get unlimited data, talk, and text on the Sprint network. The bigger your family, the lower your rate. Embrace togetherness. Add Uncle Joe. Add the mailman, the water delivery guy. With Sprint's Family Plan, you save together but receive separate bills. Happy connecting from Sprint.
Do you feel like the system is stacked against you? Are insurance companies denying your workers' compensation claims? Is the process of applying for disability benefits confusing you? Are you drowning in paperwork and forms? Are you lost in the system? You're not alone. You need someone experienced to even the playing field.
I'm Tom Johnson of Johnson & Christensen Law Office. The system can seem to be stacked against you. Insurance companies, doctors, the government, they do this all the time, but to you, it's a once-a-lifetime experience. We understand this game. Visit SiouxFallsLaw.com or call 335-1778. For 35 years, I've helped people even the playing field, and most important, get what they deserve.
Need help with a disability claim or a work injury? There is a trusted place you can turn to. Visit SiouxFallsLaw.com or call 335-1778 at Johnson & Christensen Law Office. They're on your side. Call 335-1778 or go to SiouxFallsLaw.com.
Michael Savage, weeknights 8 to 11, Kello. News Talk 1320, 107.9.
As you all know, that week was challenging for many people within the sounds of our show. Jerry Berg from Intech joined us last Monday. In fact, he even made an appearance with the remodelers on Tuesday as we talked a little bit more about what had happened. And I think you mentioned the word breathtaking. Very busy, very concerned from everywhere. Is that the week that was?
It is the week that was. I mean, there was so much work, not only in Sioux Falls, but obviously if anybody watching the radar, you could see how the storm was on both the north and the south, and we just kind of got sandwiched in. But it seemed like the basements were wetter, had more water damage. You know, the groundwater came up so quickly that sumps were over, not only over full, but the sump couldn't keep up. So it would come in throughout the whole basement just because the water pressure from below was pushing through the floor. So on several occasions, we had to pull off a job just because there was still so much water coming in. And so until that lessened, was not quite as great, then in fact we could go back and finish the job. But you know, we were overwhelmed, and we put all our resources towards it, keeping in mind that there's regular work a guy has to do, so we couldn't devote everybody all week long. So we started out on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, and we also called in some friends that I have made over the years through groups I belong to help us. And I've heard that they're doing a good job, and what they do is they come in and mitigate the loss, get it dried down and anything torn out. And then in fact a person has a clean, dry basement, and now you have to put it back together. But getting it clean and dry is the tough part. Putting it back together is much easier once you've accomplished the dry down and the mold removal and any of that stuff. But as far as I mean, and we're willing to come in and give estimates and all that, as is, you know, most construction companies that aren't, you know, have some room to maneuver where they can come in and have a little extra time to help you put your life back together.
Jerry Berg from InTech, and if people still have questions, you can certainly talk to him. It's a different Monday than last week.
It is. 334-9716. What we're doing now is we're going out, and people that have accomplished getting, you know, for example, carpet out or, you know, certainly dried to a point, we're going out and checking walls if you need it. So we can tell you what the moisture percentage is in a wall, tell you what still needs to be done. We've got quite a few of those to handle today and over the next couple days. And if you've got the majority of the water out and your sump is caught up, then in fact, you know, we'll be more than happy to come out and help you with the next step. So that's a free service that we offer. So if you need to give us a call, please do so.
Got a website? You got phone numbers? Let's share.
334-9716 and intechclean.com. And on that website, it gives you all the things you need to do to accomplish anything that we do. We try and explain it in a step-by-step, very easy-to-understand fashion. So,
Jerry Berg, and of course, in this show, and we've been talking to you a year or so now, we know that you guys answer your phone 24 hours a day.
We do.
And you were kind of to the point last week that you wish that you could answer them faster than you could, because you had a lot of people that it was the big issue. And anytime you got water in your house, you said you'd had it four times in your own house through the years. You want to be able to accommodate those people and give them as much of sense of security as you can.
We do. And unfortunately, Friday afternoon, our electricity went out at my office. And so consequently, we had no phone service for that short period of time. And then when it came back on, then the phone wasn't working. So we struggled Monday afternoon and evening with no phone service. So you almost had to know me or know my cell, you know, or somebody there to get a hold of us. But we were able to, you know, get past that and get back on the air, if you will, sometime in the evening Monday. And anyway, so there was a bump in the road. But yeah, it was, again, overwhelming. I mean, I just can't put it any other way.
We always talk about Sioux Falls, but you work a wide area. You had a lot of people in Lincoln County that were in that very hard hit, Lenox and T and Canton, all very much in danger.
Well, and what I've done is that's where I've sent my people that have come in from out of town. So they, you know, they're working with me. It's them as the contractor of record, if you will, going into a person's basement. I have done background checks on them, so I know that they've done this for a long time, and I've not found the ones I'm working with where there's been any problems, although, you know. And we just needed the help, and people needed the help, so you kind of pull the trigger and make the call nationally, and pretty soon you get a bunch of phone calls from people that have the ability to travel at a moment's notice, and we had them in here by Wednesday, I think.
What it does give you is more hands.
Right.
And you are ultimately where the buck stops. They can call you, and that's not always the case with some of these people that come in from out of town. They just make their own deal. They do their own thing. And then when you can't reach them by phone, as Brownie was telling us this morning, you panic.
You do. And, you know, I have ties with the people I'm using. And so consequently, if one of them is working for you and there is an issue, give me a call. We'll try and, hate to overuse the word mitigate, but we'll try and make the issue right and go forward. So
there were fires as well. A number of fires.
Yes, there were. There was lightning strikes and just a variety of different things going on. You know, and of course, it is summer, and so everybody's using a lot of electricity to keep their house cool, and things get stressed just like they do in the winter, and there have been a lot of fires.
Mold, ugly four-letter word, but it's going to show up. This week, next week, and next month.
Well, and what happens is obviously you got a water problem for mold to grow. It loves sheetrock. It even loves sheetrock that has an anti-mold product built into it, but it lessens the blow if you're using green rock, for example. But nonetheless, it gets started, and by the time you find it, it's usually manifested itself, you know, several degrees. And so give us a call. We'll come out and take a look. We'll tell you if it's something you can fix, if we need to fix, whether you need more drying or, you know, just exactly what the circumstances are in our eyes, then how we can help or help you do it yourself.
Jerry Berg from InTech, what would you say about your employees with all they went through in the last 2 weeks?
Well, certainly they've been stressed, and they worked from, I can't even tell you, but over two weekends. So whatever that is, along with work days, and, you know, we had to let them stay home yesterday. So we now we're back hard at it today, and hopefully everybody's fresh. And but they're the best. Without them, again, I'm nothing. So I'm very grateful for them.
The other thing you have been very gracious about is all those people that do restoration. And at this time, you can't have Jerry against somebody else. It's everybody coming together, trying to make sure that those issues that are big issues in your home with water or fire or whatever it is are taken care of, particularly in this emergency.
What we recommend is get on everybody's list in a time like this, and the first person there is the first person there. Be gracious enough to call us back and say, I found somebody or we got it taken care of. But if you happen to forget, we normally call through the list. So, you know, if the first three have already handled it, then we go to the fourth one and, you know, so on and so forth until we work to the bottom of the list. So
if I was calling and I thought mine was the most important, is there any way I could convince those people answering the phone that I should go to the head of the list?
Probably not.
I didn't have to this time.
No.
But again, you know, it's one of those things where, like, how do I compare with everybody else? And you have to have a little patience, but you have to, it's kind of like winning a lottery ticket. The Lord says you have to buy the ticket first. You got to make those calls, make sure that you are covered in your house.
You do. Another thing we've not talked about is a person should look into what possibilities you have as far as insurance coverage goes as life goes forward. You know, perhaps if you do have the ability to get sump pump failure coverage, and you don't have it, you need to look at that, or sewer backup. And some insurance companies, I believe, offer several degrees of it, so you don't just have to get the basic. And so you can look into that and just make sure you're covered. You know, flood insurance, if you're in a flood zone, we're working with a gentleman right now who, you know, had river flooding. And so consequently, the insurance company, which happens to be FEMA in this case, was there to help him out. And so without having that, he'd have been in dire straits. So, I mean, it pays to have your bases covered.
Jerry Berg, InTech. Again, how do they reach you, online and by phone?
Online, it's intechclean.com, and by phone, it's 334-9716.
Keep those numbers, keep that information in front of you. You never know when the emergency will come. Interesting week. Let's don't have one of those for a while, Jerry. When we come back, we'll talk about another basic part of the show, water you can drink. That follows Fox Business News. Kinetico may not be the first water company you think of, but who should you be talking to?
It's Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico. Hi, I'm Julene. In 2014, why not trade in your old electric water softener for a new Kinetico? We'll offer you up to $400 for your old softener, and with a new Kinetico water softener that is free of electricity, you've cut the cord. Just call us at 339-3434 or visit KineticoSiouxFalls.com.
For water in the USA, it's as simple as running water. Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico. Well, it's one of those weeks where in some places there was water everywhere, but not a drop you could drink. Unless, of course, you had a cordless Kinetico system, and that means Julene Edwards, Kinetico, 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 joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
All right. A lot of people did have a lot of water, certainly would not have wanted to drink it. And did you get some calls? If so, the kind of calls that maybe you got.
Sure.
I actually received three calls, and I was able to walk the customers through and gave them peace of mind. I had one lady that says, well, my water was clear up to the windows in my basement. And what does that do to my equipment downstairs? And so I was able to tell her, well, you have no worries because a water softener doesn't use electricity. So you don't have anything to worry about. You get the water out of your basement, and it should work just like it did when it was brand new. And the drinking water system should be fine as well. Our filters are all sealed and everything, but just as a precautionary, I told her that we should probably come out and maybe sanitize her system just in the event that just a trickle of that water would happen to seep into that holding tank, because it only takes a little bit of that contaminated water, and you're not going to like the outcome of that.
All right, I'm going back, and I'm going to let you re-say some of that, because I want to make sure the listeners understand what you just said. There was water in the basement.
Yes.
Okay, and the lady that called you was concerned about her system. Was it working, and the results were?
It will work, I mean, because there's no electricity, so you have to remember you don't have any of the electronic components in there that doesn't like water. And so all of our system is, the valve is all self-contained. And so you don't really have any parts out there that are going to be damaged by the water. And so when the water recedes, she's going to start using water in her home again. And the water softener will go off as it does when you're using water and give you that nice soft water for cleaning and everything that you need.
But water is a basic, and yes, sometimes we don't realize how much of a basic it is until we see it in another form in our basement, around our house, and all the concerns that people have. The peace of mind that people can get from a Kinetico system with your K5 system, the filtration side of it, and some of this would seem to be pretty important in the last week.
Yes, yes, very important. It only takes just a little bit of the contaminated water in with your good water, and you're going to have water that's not fit for consumption, for cooking, for drinking. And so the K5 system is going to give you peace of mind again. All those filters are self-contained, and as far as the holding tank, that's contained as well. But like I said, for precautionary, if it's been fully submerged in that water in your basement, I would definitely say that we need to take and disinfect that for you and go through that process with you, just so that we're real safe.
All right, let's give some contact information so people can write it down. They can go to your website. They can do what they need to check with you guys. You guys have not just here yesterday. You've been here a pretty good period of time.
Yes, yes. Well, our phone number is 339-3434, and you can also check out our website at KineticoSiouxFalls.com.
You know, it's hard to live without Kinetico. Never was it so great as it was in this last week, and you guys do pretty much set the standard in the industry, and you've done that for years. That will surprise some people.
Yes, we've actually been in business for 44 years, and a lot of people kind of look at me crazy when I say that, but we have been in business that long, and with our technology, it's just so superior, and we can actually customize each system for a customer's needs, because not all needs are the same. Some people have iron in their water, some people have fluoride they want to get rid of, some people have the chloramines or chlorine they want to get rid of. So we like to take and customize that system for that customer, and then that way they'll have that nice peace of mind every day. And you don't think about water. Well, I can just go to my faucet and turn that water right on. Well, sometimes you can't. And then, or if they're telling you that you need to scale back in your water usage, that's when people really realize really what we have.
Julian Edwards from Kinetico, and we've talked residential this morning, but we've also talked to businesses in this show about the importance, and I'm sure last week there would be some businesses that would simply say, I wish we had that Kinetico system.
There probably were a few of them around, and that's just because they're, again, with our technology, they don't have to worry about going down and resetting the timers or else resetting all of the settings for that electronics that are in the newer systems out there. And that's why the maintenance people really like our equipment, is they don't have to worry about going down and resetting that all the time. And really, the residential's the same way. Every time your electricity flickers, you need to go downstairs and you need to reset that water softener, if it's an electric one. And I can almost guarantee that that's not going to be the top priority on somebody's mind, to go down and reset that water softener.
How safe is it if you're going downstairs in a foot of water?
Well, yeah, I don't
think... At that point, you issue a boat or...
There you go. I think I'd make sure that I unplug that before I ever touch the water softener, because you might get a real jolt.
That's something that we talked about last week with the remodelers on Tuesday, was the importance of unplugging, regardless of what your system is down there, that you make sure that you don't get yourself and current and water tied into the same final sentence that they might say about you.
Exactly. Yeah, not a real good mix.
Not good at all.
No.
I know you've gotten a lot of questions. Let's go through some of those that you have gotten, in addition to the lady that had the water in her basement and wondered about the safety of the system.
Most of the time in the summertime, it pertains more to the drinking water. And I'd say fluoride is really the number one question asked the last couple, 3 weeks. And a lot of people don't think that fluoride is harmful. And in all regards to that, I would say do a little bit of research for yourself, because you're going to be doing yourself a favor to get that out of your water. You go to the dentist for those fluoride treatments. You don't drink your water and have it go through all of the organs that we have, because you're going to run into trouble in the long run.
Julie Edwards from Kinetico. And for those that don't know about your experience, Sioux Falls, Sioux City.
And even over by Fort Dodge, Iowa.
Imagine that.
Imagine that.
And you've learned a few things through the years about Kinetico, and the company has grown, and it has started to share a lot of ideas with all those people that you deal with throughout the Midwest.
Yes, we have a great company to work with. They're very customer orientated. They help us dealers with a lot of different things. They give us a lot of different tools to work with, which I think is very, very important for any company to do. And so I'm very grateful that they do that.
Julian Edwards, Kinetico softeners based on the customer needs. They set the standards in the industry. They have the K5 flexible infiltration system, and basically they're hard to live without. And one of the notes that you and I have talked about is all great homes have great water. And I think as people are selling their homes, buying homes, that water should be one of the questions they ask their real estate agent as to what's there or what they could make a part of the deal.
I truly believe that. Water is different. I mean, you're moving into different neighborhoods and different parts of towns or smaller towns, and all that water does vary in quality. And so it's always nice to know, what kind of quality water am I going to have, and how is it going to affect my family, and how should I be treating it? So if they give us a call, we can stop out, test water. There's no charge for that, and then we will share all of our information with them.
All right, you've said some magic words here today about testing, answering questions. Website, phone number?
Phone number, 339-3434, and website is KineticoSiouxFalls.com.
Kinetico, 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 the official water of It's Your Business. Julian, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Bill.
Just ahead, financial advice to last a lifetime.
In today's marketplace, investing for your future requires an understanding of where you are, where you want your money to take you, and managing the risks along the way. I'm Mary Howard with the Howard Group at Baird. Here in Sioux Falls, we've successfully guided investors and their families for 20 years by keeping their interests first, always. Together, we can help secure your financial future. Call us at 605-275-2310 or visit our website at www.howardgroupofbaird.com.
Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC. easy.
I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams. Canterbury Village, all in easy living, East Sioux Falls, just east of Sycamore and Madison. Canterbury Village is about people, people like Tom Johnson.
For the last 4 years, we've kind of been searching for a home. When we went to looking for a home with all the amenities on one level, it became a challenge in Sioux Falls. In addition to Canterbury Village having that, no steps, that requirement of our search was met. To see the parties that they had on a monthly basis, to see the sense of community that already exists there, it was a no-brainer for Cheryl and I to be part of that.
Canterbury Village is not in some far-off land. The builder, Brad and Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship, and love to this project. Condo starting in the 260s.
We schedule open houses almost every weekend, but if you'd like a private tour, just call us at 275-0555 or visit us online at youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me.
The Midday Commodities Report from Coima and Kamek. Weekday mornings at 11:30. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
One of the things you need to know about Bill Zortman and the Zortmans is we have a comfort king. We actually visited the factory. My wife could find it near the mall. And we actually checked out 8 different mattresses. And as we did, we narrowed it to 2, and everything fit well together. We had the zero gravity, the power base, and, of course, we also had the massager, which made so much difference. And over the weekend, you may have read something about if you don't snooze, you lose a lot, and it kind of reflected as to why maybe I feel a little bit better. I do have the type 2 diabetes. The high blood pressure has gone down. Depression, heart attack, strokes, premature death can all be a part of the life and the risk that you have if you don't take care of yourself. 28% of U.S. adults report sleeping 6 hours or less each night. That's not enough. And the insufficient sleep can be a part of what they're now calling a public health epidemic. Sleep is critical. Make sure that you're not one of those 70 million that suffer from insomnia, sleep apnea, restless leg syndrome, or the fact that your work schedule just doesn't fit your bed schedule. Get a good night's sleep. I try to do that so I can be with you every morning. Now I know why. I'm outside those 70 million that are in that insomnia area. Try the Comfort King. Go to the factory. Talk to Chris Larson. It'll work for you. Today, we welcome to the show Mary Howard, financial advisor for the Howard Group of Robert W. Baird & Company. Mary has more than 20 years' experience in the financial services industry, and she's with us today to talk about financial advice to last lifetimes. Mary, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Bill.
So, Mary, I bet financial advice to last a lifetime is something you know probably a thing or two about.
Well, as you might have guessed from my title of financial advisor, I do provide advice on a wide range of financial topics to help our clients achieve their goals. I feel whether you're in your first job out of college or your last job in your career, it's smart to adapt sound financial habits and practical money management at every stage of your life.
General tips and tricks on managing your money from a professional financial planner. There's bound to be some good information in here for probably just about everyone.
Although there can be some overlap, I've grouped my tips today around 3 stages of life. When you're first starting out, when you're in your prime earning years, and then when you're nearing retirement.
All right, so let's get started with some ideas for the young folks.
The first thing, Bill, is to understand the power of compound interest. Unlike simple interest, compound interest pays you on your original investment plus the interest it builds over time. The sooner you start, the greater the power of compounding.
When I think back to when I was first starting out, I know I spent money on things that probably wouldn't be called essential. I'm sure most of us wish we could have started saving earlier than we really did.
Exactly, Bill. Even putting away $100 a month, you'd be amazed at how it can grow over time. Second, Bill, young people should save for a rainy day rather than rely on credit. For many millennials, credit cards have taken the place of savings account. And while it's true both you can get out of a jam, remember that savings pay you interest while credit cards charge you interest. Get in the habit of putting money away regularly and paying with cash instead of credit.
Even for youngsters, we should encourage the use of the piggy bank to help them prepare for savings as adults.
Absolutely. If we can make it fun to save in their youth, then maybe that can carry on into adulthood. Finally, Bill, if you do use credit, keep it clean. Your credit report shows how responsible you are with your debt. A good credit score can result in increased credit card limits and lower financing rates when applying for a loan. And be vigilant. Lapses in credit card judgment can remain on your report for 10 or more years.
Mm. For the matter, people of all ages should consider checking their credit report regularly. Mary, what about those of us in our prime earning years?
First, completing a written budget is important. When you're young with relatively few expenses, it's easier to get by without carefully tracking your money. As life gets more complicated, though, so do your household finances. A budget can keep your spending in check and even point out opportunities for savings.
With all the personal finance computer programs and starting the smartphone apps, tracking your financial activities should be easier than ever.
Yes, another item of importance, Bill, is to simply to do what you love. A recent study found nearly half of higher-earning Americans plan to work into their 70s and beyond, compared to 12% of those earning less than $100,000. Why? Because they love what they do. A career you're passionate about not only brings personal rewards, but increases the likelihood you'll be drawing a paycheck later on.
If I could be better at my golf game, I know what my dream job would be.
I'm sure you've been told this many times, Bill, but please keep your day job. Last item in this stage of life is to plan for your future care. Only 30% of Americans think they'll need long-term care, when in reality, 70% of Americans will. If you and your spouse have reached 65, there is about a 50-50 chance that at least one of you will live until the age of 90, and a 10% chance he or she will live to 100. I can't emphasize this enough. Plan for your long-term care needs now while you still have many options available to you.
So what should those who are nearing retirement be considering?
Bill, this goes hand in hand with my last tip. Take into account our increased longevity. People are living 30 years or more in retirement, and you need to be financially planned for that possibility.
Sure. Many of us have a relative who lived into his or her 90s, perhaps even older. What else?
And if you can, Bill, consider waiting on taking your Social Security. Although most people can file for Social Security as early as age 62, doing so dilutes the monthly benefit. Waiting until age 70 can increase your monthly payment by 76%.
Wow. I'm sure that increased Social Security payment can come in handy for a lot of people. Do you have perhaps one more tip for those thinking about retirement?
I do, Bill. Protect your nest egg. You reap the greatest rewards from compound interest when you invest is at its peak. Any steps you can take to preserve that investment, be it taking a part-time job or eliminating unnecessary expenses, can be worth the compound gains in interest.
Good advice as always, Mary. So what should we be doing now?
Well, Bill, whether it's achieving your specific financial goals or preparing for the things that you don't see coming, it helps to always have a plan. There are many professional resources out there that can help. Our office is backed by a team of highly credentialed specialists who can work with you to ensure your preparation and planning is appropriate for your current situation and goals.
Thank you, Mary. Mary Howard, financial advisor with the Howard Group of Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC. Now, feel free to contact Mary, 605-275-2310, if you have any additional questions for the topic we've discussed today. Or you can simply visit her website, howardgroupofbaird.com.
Not in some far-off land. It's right here in Easy Living, East Sioux Falls. The builder, Brad, and his wife, Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship, and love to this project. all part of the Canterbury Village difference.
I think there are lots of reasons why Canterbury Village is different. The atmosphere that we're trying to promote there, our tagline is, where living at home is like being on vacation. And we try to do that in a number of different ways. Maintenance-free environment, whether it's the fact that they have crazy work schedules or just crazy life schedules, they just plain don't have time or don't want to have to worry about doing things like taking care of the outside of their house and shoveling and doing all of that. My husband, Brad, and I, being the builders, we are there 24-7. We have a vested interest in it.
And I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams Realty. If you'd like to set up your own private tour, you can give us a call at 275-0555 or youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me. Back at Advana Mortgage with Jim Lowe. Jim, why should I use Advana Mortgage?
At Advana Mortgage, we specialize just in mortgage loans. At Advana Mortgage, we process and underwrite our own loans here in Sioux Falls. We have loan officers on call 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our interest rates are very competitive.
Apply online at AdvanaMortgage.com. 275-2777. NMLS number 162-291. What is Advana Mortgage's mission statement?
Advana Mortgage emphasizes the highest professional standard of mortgage lending, priding ourselves on our integrity, honesty, character, and competency, knowledge, and communication. Advana Mortgage has a passion for serving customers and will strive to become the strongest and best mortgage lender in the market.
Stop by our new location at 57th at the Bridges, 57th and Western, or call 275-2777. Take the first step. Visit us at AdvanaMortgage.com. Advana Mortgage. Mortgage bankers you can count on. An equal housing opportunity lender.
When you need to know what's really happening, keep it on Kello. News Talk 1320, 107.9 and Kello.com.
Coming up in our 10 o'clock hour, roughly 10:06:32, it's your agribusiness. We'll talk a little bit about the week we've had in our area, how it's affected agriculture, and all those in our area that have some ideas with the experts, how it has affected the dollars and cents, and how it's going to affect the livelihoods of so many people in the next few months. This is a big week in South Dakota, Red Power 25th anniversary show. First time that show has been brought to the Dakotas. And it will be in Huron. Of course, Red Power deals with International Harvester, and we always seem to get a conversation whether it's green or red, and I'm sure we'll talk about that in the Ag Hour. We'll explain, too, how rural communities are more apt to stay alert for severe weather and advise after tornadoes do hit. So we'll see how that all comes together in our 10 o'clock It's Your Agribusiness Hour.
I'm hungry, Bill.
Do you have any place you'd like to go?
Yeah. 41st and Willow.
Really?
Valentino's.
Valentino's.
Yeah. I'm in the mood for fried chicken and mashed potatoes and gravy.
You know, we ought to add the theme to that Valentino's, don't you think, in the show? We could add that from now on. Just the music under John.
Uh-huh.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Starting Friday. John, did you have a good weekend?
We sure did, Bill. It was a great weekend for us. And whenever the weather's not the best, it's not great for everybody else, but it always helps out the restaurants.
For people that don't know, you do have a big Sunday brunch. And, you know, we got just a few seconds. We'd like you to share why people should come to your brunch on Sunday.
Well, it's probably because of all the variety that we have. We have both brunch and lunch items out. And for the typical breakfast eater, you know, we've got orange juice, we have fresh fruit, we got scrambled eggs, bacon, ham, and sausage. And again, we slice our ham thick, so it's not a wimpy piece of ham. And, you know, between the variety, there's something there for the kids and the grandpa and everybody in between. And it's quick, ready to go, so they don't have to wait. And a lot of families on Sundays.
Of course, Monday is senior day. When you turn the page from Sunday to Monday, you start looking at people that are at least Rev's age.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, our senior race starts at 55. And we just started something new for the really old-timers because we've got two or three customers that are over 100. So they eat free when they come in with their party. But today, 55 and older get 10% off of their lunch buffet or dinner buffet.
Wow, so if you're 100 or older, you get to eat for free, huh? That's pretty,
yes,
pretty cool. Bill, you're almost there.
Thanks, Rev.
But unfortunately, two 50-year-olds do not equal a 100-year-old.
Oh, okay. All right.
I knew that you and Joy would have that figured out. And, of course, you know, that Joy's pretty tough on me when I come in the door. I mean, it's like, what salad are you going to try today?
Yeah. I mean, she's still looking out for your mom's best interest.
Yeah, I know. And my mom is saying, why don't you listen to that young lady up there in Sioux Falls, South Dakota? She wants to take care of you better than I could.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we get so many compliments on our salad bar, you know, especially this time of year when it's so hot outside. Nothing more refreshing than a cool salad bar with all the fresh salads that you could want. And so many compliments on that. It's nice to hear.
And, of course, Rev likes to talk about the pizza.
Oh,
what
yeah.
kind of pizza?
Bacon cheeseburger. Best on the planet. There you go.
You know, and we just came out with a new pizza, Rev. You're going to have to come in. Both of you have to come in. It's called Chicken Delight. It has no sauce.
Oh, really?
And it is very good. It's got vegetables and pineapple and chicken, marinated chicken in our Italian dressing.
Hmm. Sounds pretty good.
All right. We'll catch you just before you open the doors at 11. John at Valentino's 41st and Willow. When we come back, we'll talk about ag. For now, though, this hour, our time's up. Thank you for yours. Kelly.